from the city of Detroit. We also had to get certified from the Michigan
MMSBC.
Mm-hmm. And we also had to get certified by, since I'm the owner of the company, by the Women Based Business
WBAC.
Council,
mm-hmm.
WBAC.
Right.
So once we had all that in place and we had our background, now this wasn't an overnight kind of company. We've had 20 years experience with Hale Contracting. But we want to do bigger jobs, so that's why we started Reagan Mechanical, so we get into the multi-million dollar jobs.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we are talking with Gwen Hale. Gwen is president and CEO of Reagan Mechanical, and Tony Tomczak. He's executive director with DTE, and we're talking about the events and the outreach that DTE has and will continue to have to help boost Detroit-based and minority-owned businesses. Tony, let's talk a little bit about why doing business why for DTE is important with minority businesses and Detroit-based businesses. Why is that important?
Yeah, our experience is it's just really good business, right? That's the bottom line. We've had a tradition and a history with from our executives all the way down towards wanting to embrace the community. We are right in the middle of Detroit. All of our customers are as far as we can see. You can say in the city of Detroit, you can look out your windows of any of these corporations. Nobody can say everybody is your customer except for DTE. So we feel compelled to really work with our communities that we live and serve in. And so that's a big part of it. It's part of our purpose, part of our aspiration as a company. But the other part of it is, and again, our experience has been small companies, entrepreneurs, they have the spirit, they have the will, the energy to really want to do a good job.
And the work ethic.
Exactly. And so that really plays well with what we're trying to accomplish at the company. And so the big thing is, how do we make sure we understand who's out there and who can do business? And along with what Gwen was saying is, you just can't overnight walk in and say, hey, I'm here, do business with me. You really need to have the financial background, the safety background, legal background, whatever those pieces are that make sense for the business, insurance, all those pieces, you have to be ready. And our job, the buying group, is to make sure that we convey that, people understand it, and then mentorship. How do we take a smaller company, work with them, make sure they understand the different opportunities, and really go the extra mile to communicate?
Let's talk about what are some of the services and I guess services would be the encompassing word that DTE would use and look for in independent vendors, especially small and minority-owned businesses.
So we buy a ton of different services, right? And that's why it makes sense for us to do things locally. About 70% of my spend, which is a little over $2 billion, is services, right? So we're looking for local companies to do work with us. We buy things from, tree trimming and line clearance, mm-hmm. Construction on our overhead lines, underground line construction, but we're big builders. We do a lot of building, whether it's just building of buildings, building of facilities that support our gas and electric business, just all paving, road work, different things like that. And so it makes sense, right? We have construction firms, we have companies, mechanical, electrical, HVAC, things like that we're looking for, and they're available.
All right. So, Gwen, tell me a little bit more about, the decision to say, you know what, we're doing well, but we want to do better, and how you connected with or identify DTE as an opportunity to contribute to that growth.
Well, we do compression stations, and right now DTE has been doing a big overhaul in their compression stations, and we had that opportunity to do that by getting another thing that's going to help me is employing pipe fitters, going through the trades.
That's another big thing.
Yes, it is.
That's another big thing because we keep talking about, the preparation to participate and all the development and the opportunities that are going on in the city. And people tend to, kind of trivialize the skilled trades. They think if you don't go to school to be a doctor or a lawyer, then somehow you fall out of the equation of success. And that's not true.
That is absolutely not true. A pipe fitter right now is it's a 5-year program. And a pipe fitter right now will be coming out making $70 an hour.
And did you say 70?
70 dollars an hour. Now, if you're coming in as an apprentice, you're going to go in as an apprentice making $20 an hour. It's a 5-year program.
And those are paid apprenticeships.
Those are paid apprenticeships, and there's plenty of work to go around.
So there's no excuse. I mean, there's really not outside of an interest. But tell me just a little bit exactly what does a pipe fitter do?
Anything that a pipe runs through as far as gas,
okay,
air, heating and cooling. So right now, your ventilation system, that is pipe fitting type of work.
Okay. I know it sounds so simple, but I just want to make sure. 313-209-9000 is our number. We're talking with DTE Executive Director Tony Tomczak and Gwen Hale. Gwen is President and CEO of Reagan Mechanical, and we're talking about the partnership, the outreach, and the commitment by DTE to boost Detroit-based and minority-owned businesses in and around Detroit. So last December was this first summit?
Yeah.
But that has not been the only thing.
Right. So we do a lot as a group to making sure that we're out there and being available for companies. I think the big change that happened last September was we went into one of the churches, because we thought that's where our opportunity is to outreach within the city. But we also put in processes and metrics to follow things through. So we had a little over 100 companies join us. We committed to speaking to each one of those companies to let them know where they stand. And that's part of the problem. You go to a big event and you listen and then you walk away and go, okay, what do I get out of this? Right. And so the big thing was three categories. One, yeah, we think we can do business with you directly. We think you have the right size, you have all the background to do it, and we're looking for that type of service or material. The other was, hey, we think you may be a little bit smaller, and we do buy that type of thing, but we think we should match you up with one of our larger tier one companies. So companies that are doing business with us directly.
So it's kind of like a mentorship.
Exactly. Get involved with them and start to do business for us, but not directly for us, and gain some experience. And then the third is, hey, we just don't buy what you're offering. Mm-hmm. And, thank you, but it's really a dry well. There's nothing here. And I think people appreciate that they got some sort of feedback to understand what they need to do next. In Reagan Mechanical's case, we were able to do business not only directly, but also through a tier one. So twofold things going on there. So
you're double dipping, right, Gwen?
That's right. It was a win-win across the board there. The other thing we offered during that day was for Bill Ross with Booker T. Washington Business Association. He was there, and he basically said, anybody who comes to me and gives me their business card, I will call you back within 48 hours, and I will offer my services to you to analyze what's going on within your business, and are you ready to do business with a DTE or other corporation like that? And I think he had 30-some-odd companies say, hey, here's my card. He called them all back. About half of them, maybe 18, said, I'd like to get some information. He offered up a session on a Saturday. About 13 companies engaged him. And he gave them feedback. He looked at their information. He spent the time with them and said, this is what you need to do in order to be ready to do business with the DTE, or you're ready, or probably not yet. Go back and work on some things.
So, Gwen, what do you say to businesses? Because, sometimes I think businesses want to grow. One, they may not know what they need to do to grow. You now have a outreach from DTE to help with that. But that intimidation factor, I'm small, can I do this? What do you say to small businesses that may be a little apprehensive?
The only way you're going to find out is to attend. One of the major things that happened at this particular one is that, Reverend Anthony, he came out and said, I'm going to make sure that if you have your I's dotted and your T's crossed, you will have an opportunity to get some business out of DTE. That was the main thing he said. So right after that, in regards to Reagan Mechanical, the buyers, they were just open arms to us. I mean, they held us by the hand to make sure that we went through piece by piece exactly what they wanted and what we were able to accomplish, and we were able to give them a great product.
So what does this say to you? The winter is coming up, and people always say, it's time. We don't want to turn on the heat because we don't want to pay these high gas bills. I mean, that's just a normal complaint. But what does this say to you as a Black woman, business owner, partner in the city of Detroit about a corporation like DTE?
Thumbs up tenfold. I mean, they really have reached out and are trying to reach out and continue to reach out to companies to try and make sure that they're successful. They just don't say, okay, we'll bring you in, you give you one job, and that's it. Now, you have to do a good job. But they will make sure that you're connected to their right buyers, and they will walk you through the process.
And to tell you what doing a good job is, like define that, because good is relative.
That's right.
And best is a matter of opinion. So if they've defined what that looks like, then you already know what your expectations are.
Absolutely. And if you're doing good work, then they'll continue to give you more work. And that's what they're doing with us.
So how is this going forward? How will it grow? How will you continue this outreach and engagement to help grow and develop Detroit-based and minority businesses?
So what we committed to, working with Reverend Anthony, is to do another outreach event in February of next year. And then we'll also do another outreach within the church community out in Grand Rapids. So we serve the entire state of Michigan one way or the other, whether it's electric, gas, or both. And one of the things that we've committed to and have been listening to businesses is we don't get out into the western part of the state enough. So we're like, okay, let's do
this.
They
always say that. They do. What about us?
but it is true. Right. I mean, we are a very Southeast Michigan-centric company to some degree, but we don't have to be. And we've shown that with our work with Pure Michigan. And right, so we've had an initiative going on for over 5 years now of wanting to do more business with Michigan-based companies. We upped the ante. We said our goal was $1 billion. We're going to hit over $1.2 billion this year. Within that, we have a core around diversity, women and minority-owned businesses. We expect to get over $400 million this year with women and minority-owned businesses, which is every year it seems like we're ratcheting up the level that we're going to do. So we're very committed to it. And so we'll have two more events next year, and we think, you know, and we've got higher goals of what we're going to try to accomplish. We did some great things this past year. We'll do it again.
All right. So how do people learn more? And I think the next one is in February.
Yes.
And so what can companies that may be either on the fence or say, you know what, I want to be like Gwen. I want to take advantage of the opportunities. I'd love to have a match opportunity with a company that I can learn from and I'd like to grow at the benefit of a DTE. What should they be doing in the meantime?
So in the meantime, it's the basics, right? Get your financials, records in place and be able to share those. If it's something, you know, that you're on our site, we're going to expect safety records. So have good safety records, have your insurance documents in place. What, you know, we look for, especially from women and minority-owned companies, is certification. Whether it's from the MMSDC or WeBank, that's always a positive. It's, you know, it's one of those things that helps to differentiate those companies and gets our attention because we are very focused on local women, minority-owned companies.
And is that important because there are so many businesses that have a face of a business and the reality in terms of the actual composition of the company somehow differs than the person they have out front?
That is very true. We look for those certifications. We know those two organizations have a very thorough process. And if you have that in your hand, it's good
and
enough.
And both organizations are headed by women whose first names are Michelle. So you can't beat that. That's another thing. 313-209-9000 is our number. We are having, in my opinion, an informative conversation. We're talking to Gwen Hale. She is president and CEO of Reagan Mechanical. She attended one of DTE Energy's first faith-based supplier Immersion Day Summits at Fellowship Chapel in Detroit last December. She had just opened for business at that time. She had 10 people and $300,000 in revenue. And just over a year later, Reagan Mechanical is a provider of process piping, HVAC controls, and plumbing services, employs 20 people, and she is well on her way to being the $8 million woman, courtesy of DTE and their resources. And we are also talking with DTE's executive director, Tony Tomczak. So 2017, February, are you going to do this at Fellowship Chapel, another church? How will you penetrate the rest of the community?
Yeah, it'll be at Fellowship Chapel for this next one. We found it was great success, but we'll cast the net wider. So the one there's certain things we learn every time we do things. So we felt that we could be more planful in what we do. So we're going to make sure the communications right after the first of the year are going out. And so people, you know, even folks and businesses that don't go to Fellowship Chapel have the opportunity to come in. So we're going to be better about that and make sure that we cast the net and we'll fill up the chapel as much as we can. That was one thing that we found. We'll also freshen up the information that we're going to provide, right? And really, I think the you know, with Gwen's company, the one thing that they really did well is they were very competitive. Not only were they a solid company.
In pricing in servicing? And she's over here blushing. Yeah,
they
she's
were very,
like, I'm good and I know I'm good.
That's right. You know, that's the thing that we should talk about more is, you know, you can have all the things ready to be a good business. You still have to win the bid. Right, you still have to be competitive.
So, what are some of the things that will distinguish a winning bid from a losing bid?
So, Gwen mentioned about using the trades, right? So, we do want you to use trades. We are very union supportive. So you need to have the union involved if it makes sense, depending on what you're providing. But no, you have to sharpen your pencil. You really need to know your business. You really need to know your costs. You need to be able to look at, you know, what we're asking for and have the right number of resources with good efficiencies and productivity. And you have to have all those things to be competitive.
So this is like a real life Shark Tank.
Oh, definitely.
You got to know your stuff. That's so, right. Gwen, what's on your agenda for two? I mean, you know, we're wrapping up a year. 2016 is almost gone. Into the fourth quarter, we're all ready for 2017. What's on your agenda for growth?
We are continue to work with DTE, and we are also down at the arena working for the Illich.
So you made the cut. Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. I mean, because Ray kept saying, I mean, we couldn't make the 51%, but that doesn't mean that there aren't any minority businesses involved.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, well, that's good clarification.
And Mr. Gilbert is also giving us some work.
Okay.
So we're happy with the
Dan Gibbons. You can't stop smiling. That's a good thing.
Because my employees are happy, and my team is making it happen.
And you have how many employees now, 20?
We have 20.
Okay, well, you look forward to growing that company. And are these 20 people primarily from Detroit?
In and out.
In and out.
When you're hiring pipe fitters, you have to go through the hall.
Mm-hmm.
So if some people will be in Detroit and some people will be outside the city.
Can you have any more information about the apprenticeship program? Because certainly, you know, as people are looking at what they can do, I mean, you said it's a 5-year program, but if you start now, you'll be done before you know it. If you can find that information, we're going to take, I put my glasses on, Chuck's call. Chuck, how you doing this evening?
Thank you, Karen, and thank you for your guests. I'd like to ask a question in regard to the professions and in regard to the business. Regarding our DTE, are there going to be any? This question will probably be to both of your guests, in particular, Gwen. Will there be any pipeline water resolve or something that will help in the cleansing of or a better understanding of what's going on in the water system? Can you elaborate on that?
Well, we appreciate your call, Chuck. I'm not so sure. Are you involved in any of the water?
That would not be.
That's not you. Yeah, not DTE. You guys haven't taken over the water, have you?
No, not water. The big piece is, you know, Gwen talked about compression.
Right.
So that's for natural gas.
Right. Okay.
And so we're building pipelines right from Pennsylvania to bring gas, natural gas, to the Midwest. And some of that work is entailed with some of the work that Gwen's doing to finish off those pipelines into Michigan. A lot of our power generation is changing, right? It's moving away from coal,
right?
And it's moving more towards natural gas. We have an abundance of natural gas in this country, and it's being drilled out of the earth, and it's coming through pipelines. So we're involved in the pipeline part of it.
Okay.
And that's going to just help change the focus of our power generation across the Midwest. And we're involved with providing the fuel for that.
All right. Well, I asked Gwen, and I'm certainly going to ask you as well, Tony. 2017 on the agenda, not only for the outreach, but for DTE in general. What do you look forward to doing in 2017?
Wow. So we look forward to continued work with the community. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You know, for me, when I think about our supply base and would-be suppliers, we look for emulation in a lot of ways, right? So not only do you have to have good pricing and cost, you know, quality delivery, customer service, but we look for emulation. We're committed to the state of Michigan. We want our suppliers to buy from suppliers in Michigan. We want them to buy from women and minority-owned companies, and from Detroit, for that matter. But we're also now very focused on environmental sustainability. So not only economic development, but how do we make the world green, right? So this is, you know, we're going to work very hard within our own portfolio.
You got a lot of balls to juggle.
We do,
make sure that
but
happens.
You know, for me, it's like, you know, part of my other tasks that I have is to capture the hearts and minds of all of our employees. And how do we show by example how to have good green practices? How to not add to the landfills? How to recycle? How to be energy efficient? Not only at work, but at home too. So that's some of the things we're doing. We're wanting our suppliers to do the same thing.
All right. So you found the information for people. You have a website or something, Gwen, if you're interested in the apprenticeship program. It's a five-year program. You start out at $20 an hour. So it is a paid apprenticeship program. And you said the going rate now for pipe fitters is starting at $70 an hour. That's not bad work if you can get it.
That's correct.
Okay.
And, what I want them to do is call the Local 636 is the pipe fitters.
Okay. What number is that?
Area code 248-538-6636.
Okay.
They're located right on Northwestern Highway in Farmington Hills.
All right. So that's Local 636.
Correct.
And you can find out more information. Harry, good afternoon. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, it's for the gentleman from DTE. How are you guys, once you get in your vendor system, how are you guys getting your RFPs out, RFQs? Do you go through BidSync, or do you have your own site that handles that?
Yeah, we do have a site that handles that. It's through a company called Power Advocate, but it's a very much like other sites, right? It's web-enabled, web-based. You're able to download and capture any kind of specifications or scopes of work that we're looking for, and then you're able to put your information in regards to a bid in any other RFP information.
So what's the best way, Tony, to stay up to date with the events that are going on as well as any RFP, RFQs relative to business for DTE?
Yeah, if you go to dtenergy.com, there's a portion of the website that says About Us, and there's a supply chain tab to that. You'll find all kinds of information. You'll find information about the various types of things that we buy and who the buyer is, along with a link to their email. You'll also find information about our upcoming bid events and things that we're going to be looking to source into the future, and any other information in regards to our pre-qualification process.
All right, so that's dtenergy.com.
Yes, DTE Energy.
Oh, DTE Energy. So there are two E's. I always wondered about that. What does the E stand for? DTE Energy?
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
All right, well, we're going to make it work. DTEenergy.com. And, Gwen, I am so happy for and proud of you. I have best wishes for continued success to you and your partners.
Thank you.
And continue to be a shining example of what minority, Detroit, and woman-owned business can be in the city of Detroit with support of corporations like DTE. I want to thank Tony Tom Zach. He's executive director of DTE, and Gwen Hale, who is president and CEO of Reagan Mechanical. And I guess we have to thank Reverend Anthony, too, for helping to facilitate this partnership. We'll certainly keep our eyes open. We'd love to know more about before the one comes up in February. Maybe you guys can come back on and we'll talk about it. Again, the pipe fitter information, 248-538-6636. And we'll tell you this information again before we wrap up. I want to thank you both for being here. Come back and see us again, and happy holidays to you.
Absolutely, to you too.
Thank you so much. Don't go away. Coming up next, we're going to talk to representatives from the Detroit Community Health Connection when The Pulse returns.